Okay, 2 days ago we were learning the melacha of geizes, which is shearing wool. And we learned that if you do it with a vessel, it's biblically forbidden. If you bite it or tear it, it's rabbinically forbidden. So last thing we were talking about, like brushing hair and combing hair, if it's going to pull out hair, so then you're not allowed to do it. So you have to use a soft brush and so on. Now, what happens if somebody is stuck with nits, lice in the hair? Now, a lot of times, how do you get out the nits in the hair? You take these fine combs, and you actually comb the hair, and that officially pulls the nits out of the hair. But the comb you can't use in Shabbos, because then you're going to definitely pull out hair, for sure, and you're not allowed to do it. So what you need to do, what you're allowed to do, is hold on to the hair with your finger, and with your fingers, pull out the nit. You can't use a comb for it, because then for sure it's going to rip out hair. But if you hold the hair with your hand and then take out the nit, so that's allowed, because you have to be careful not to pull out hair. But even if you do, it's not a psikreshi. Your kavana is not to pull out the hair, and therefore it's not a problem.
Are you going to go to
kill it? You can't on Shabbos. The only bugs that Amram writes you're allowed to kill on Shabbos is bugs that are not created for male and female. Like the bugs that come from the garbage itself. There's a whole controversy. How does Rambam say that medically and scientifically? Every bug comes from male and female and eggs, and there's answers to the Rambam. Rambam knew what he was talking about.
Gender neutral?
Huh? Gender neutral, yes. Now, the same issue applies. What happens if kids get gum stuck in their hair? Now, how do you get rid of gum? That's a big problem, because pulling out gum from the hair inevitably will pull out hair. So what's the eighth? I don't know what the eighth is. You put ice on it, then it hardens it, then something's easier to come off. But the bottom line is you got an issue. I'll never forget, many years ago, this lady comes to me, and she's proud of the fact. So, because one of her little kids got gum stuck in the hair. I'm talking about, you're going back 35, maybe more, years ago. The lady says to me, my kid got gum stuck in his hair. And I told my kid, Rabbi Shusterman says you're not allowed to chew gum anymore. I said, thank you very much. First of all, it's a lie. Second of all, why in the world should I be the bad guy? You know. Yeah, I mean, okay, whatever. But it's like the mother said, Rabbi Shusman said, you can't chew gum anymore. Okay, it's ridiculous. But now, the shaila is, what's with combing a wig? Now, a wig is not hair. I mean, it's not connected to the body. It's a wig. It's a sheitel. So the shaila is, so the din of geizes doesn't apply. The din of shearing doesn't apply, because it's not something which is growing. But according to many opinions, it's the melach of kareya, you're tearing something. It's not shearing wool or hair, but it's still the melach of kareya. So they're right, it's better to be machman, therefore if you're combing or brushing a sheitel, you shouldn't do it in a way that you're going to rip it out, not because of shearing, but because of tearing. Now, if it's... okay. They're right, there's a difference. Synthetic fibers, not synthetic fibers. Okay. What? They are possible to make them. In fact, some people also say this is only wigs made of human hair. Wigs of synthetic fibers, that they're actually much tighter to the net than human hair. So then it's not a psikreshi, so then you can comb it, because it's not for sure going to happen. Now, there's a big problem. Let's say if somebody has a band-aid on a hairy part of their body, and you want to remove the band-aid on Shabbos. So now, there's no question that if you're going to remove the band-aid, you're definitely going to be pulling out hair. Now, what happens, let's say it's causing pain, or a lady has to go to the mikveh, whatever, so halachically you can ask a guy to do it. can ask a guy to rip off the Band-Aid. Why are you allowed to ask a guy to rip off a Band-Aid? Because the only question, like we learned already, it's a psik reisha that for sure you're going to be pulling out hairs. But we learned already many times, the halacha is that a psik reisha is mutter by a guy. As long as you tell a guy to do something permissible, even though the guy is doing it in a forbidden way, it doesn't matter. Like, you're allowed to ask a guy to open a refrigerator door, even though the light's going to go on, for sure. So a Jew can't, even though you don't want the light to go on, but inevitably the light's going to go on. Okay, but by a guy, you're allowed to ask a guy openly, clearly. You don't have to hint to him. You can tell a guy, open the refrigerator door. Why? Because what you're asking to do is permissible. Opening a refrigerator door is not a problem. The problem is, the offshoot of that is that a light definitely is going to go on. So the thing is, by a guy, we learned already many times, psikresha is mutter by a guy. Taking off a Band-Aid itself is not a problem. What's the problem? You're for sure going to rip out hairs. So by a guy, it's not a problem. Or if there's no choice, then let's say a lady has to go to mikveh, whatever. So then you have to pull it off very slowly and maybe get it a little wet, you know, that you just don't, you don't pull out hairs. Okay, next is like this. How does this get to practical applications? This, I don't know. Okay, now, removing splinters. How did moving splinters get to this? Then I don't know. But you're allowed to remove a splinter on Shabbos. But if it's for sure going to bleed, then you can't remove the splinter on Shabbos, because even though you don't want it to bleed, inevitably it's going to bleed. Huh? It's what? Psikreisha. Yeah, it's for sure going to happen. Now, if the cut is going to be reached by only causing bleeding, then, you know, obviously you can't do it, but you can ask a guy to do it. Okay? And that's it. Huh? It's not probable leaving it in for the duration of Shabbos. It probably won't. You could put the alcohol on it. And it's, I mean, I wouldn't be allowed to, because not for sure a dangerous situation. Okay, next. Okay, cutting nails from women is an interesting thing. Okay, next malacha. That's basically the malacha of geizes. Next malacha is what's called kibbutz. Kibbutz is laundering. Laundering garments in Shabbos. Now, it's part of the malacha of melabin. In the there's no malacha kibbutz. The malacha is melabin. Melabin means whitening things. In the Mishkan, they used to bleach certain materials before they dyed it, that the dye should hold properly. So anything that cleans a garment is biblically forbidden, if the dirt is absorbed in the material. In other words, definition of whitening means cleaning the garment itself. Cleaning the garment itself means there's something in the garment and you're cleaning it. But if you have, let's say, plastic, vinyl, or let's say you have a plastic raincoat or whatever. That's non-absorbent and there's a dirt spot on it, so then you're allowed to clean it. You have to be careful, you can't squeeze, you get what? But halachically, that's not a problem of cleaning it, because it's not absorbed in the material that you can't clean it.
The problem is the liquid that you use to clean?
No, if you take, let's say, a little bit of water on you with your finger, so you're not squeezing anything. Or you take a little Windex, let's say, yeah? And you squirt the Windex on the thing, not a lot. And then you take a napkin and you wipe it up. You're not going to be squeezing anything. It's not enough water to squeeze, or your finger, whatever. So that would be allowed. Okay, now, it's any washing, any cleansing agent whatsoever. Now, the same thing with removing dirt that's absorbed in the fabric. You also can do.
Can?
Cannot do. And removing stain from, Okay, they used to have, they still have them. You know those manual carpet sweepers? They used to be more common. I don't see too much more. It used to be much more common, right? In the olden days, in our olden days. You guys are young. Okay. So, L'cheira, you're not doing anything. But nevertheless, the problem is the carpet sweeper, because of those brushes and everything, not only pick up the lint, they actually do a little bit of a cleaning of the carpet also. That would be a problem to do on Shabbos. Because then you're actually cleaning the garment, even though you're not using water. Cleaning doesn't mean you're necessarily using water. For instance, we'll learn later again when we get into the details. If I have a stain here, even if it's dry, but it's not vinyl, it's material that absorbs. And I take my other sleeve, dry, and go like this, I'm not allowed to do that on Shabbos. Cleaning, malabin, I'm cleaning a garment. Huh? Make sure you don't get dirty.
No, besides that, I thought you can go like, is it a
cleaner? No.
You can go like, you cannot go
lint, you could take off. I didn't say lint.
It's dirt.
Dirt that's absorbed in the garment. Dirt.
Dirt, like,
let me tell you, it's very simple. Okay, yeah, I was going to say chalon. You're so busy grabbing chalons that some chalons get spills on your sleeve. Yeah?
After,
oh, you go like this with your mouth, yes. So now, that chalon is not only like lint. It actually goes into the garment. So therefore, to take water, by the way, aloha is, we'll get more details later, just pouring water on a dirt spot without doing anything is also usur for cleaning. But even if it's a dry spot, okay, I don't think you should take chalon with another sleeve, because all you're going to do is get them both dirty.
You're going to spread the good cheer.
Yeah, the good taste of chalon. But even if it's dry, you can't. There's a difference, we'll learn later, the detail. There's a difference, lint is not absorbed in the garment. So let's say somebody has on the hat a little white thing, yeah? So that's not absorbed in the garment. But if it's a dirt spot on the hat, then you're not allowed to. That's a question. It's a very simple difference. This is on top of the garment, you're not cleaning it. Like on vinyl, it's not cleaning the garment, you're just taking off what's on top of the garment, of the vinyl.
Shabbos morning, I cannot grab a dry towel and just go.
No. If you have dirt there, no. If it's just lint, you can go like this.
Dry towel.
No, but if it's a dirt spot and the towel cleans it off, you can't. Malabin is not only with water. Can you dry clean? Also not. No, I'm saying, what?
You have these brooms that are like adhesive on the bottom. It's not mamish tape, but it's like a special material.
Yeah.
Where it's like sort of like a lint roller for the carpet. And it picks up all the crumbs, dirt.
You can't use on Shabbos. No, because not only are you picking up the crumbs, you're picking up actual dirt that's in the carpet too. That's the metzias. The fact is, that's what happens.
Is it holding it or is it just picking it up? That's something that's loosely there already.
It's, but I'm saying it doesn't only clean what's loosely there, it goes there because the brushes go around.
This is not a brush, it's like a lint roller for a carpet.
You can't use a lint brush on Shabbos.
A lint brush.
You know what a lint brush is?
The
roller thing.
Roller,
yeah, you change it every so often, picks up all the lint. The problem with that is it doesn't only clean the lint. It takes other stuff that's absorbed in the garment, and that's cleaning. Okay.